Item 545, authorize a five-year price agreements for construction, management, inspection, and project support personnel services for an amount not to exceed $25 million over 5 years.
Good morning, Larry.
So I'll tee it up real quick. Mayor and colleagues, this is a procurement report from a competitive solicitation for the Bureau of Environmental Services for construction, management, inspection, and project support personnel services. I'd like to welcome Larry Palat, Procurement Service Manager, from to give us a brief presentation. And I guess Scott Gibson is not joining us. Oh, fine.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Commissioners. I am Larry Palat.
Larry, is your mic on? I'm not convinced it is.
The green light's on.
Oh, okay. Just pull a
Maybe
little closer.
It's not on.
There you go.
It's not on. Just press the button. It's not on. There you go.
It's on? Oh.
Yeah.
It wasn't on.
All right.
I can see the green
it's
line.
It's green either way. Yeah, it's confusing.
You know, I can do procurement pretty well turning on a microphone stuff.
It
I'm sorry.
It happens to the best of us.
Starting over, good morning. I'm Larry Palat, Procurement Manager for Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending four price agreements to be awarded to four firms for a total not to exceed amount of $25 million. These price agreements are for a five-year period, will be utilized as the needs are presented and the specific projects identified in the Portland Bureau of Environmental Services budget process. Just a side note, because it usually comes up, people say $25 million. The money is a not-to-exceed amount, and if it's not required, it will not be spent. On December 12, 2017, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised RFP 801, and six proposals were received and opened on January 9, 2018. All proposals were deemed responsive to the requirements, and the proposals were evaluated by evaluation teams with specific areas of expertise. There is one small exception. There wasn't an MEP, a person from the Minority Evaluator Program, involved in this. They attempted with four evaluators, couldn't make the schedules line up, and sometimes that happens. Our Minority Evaluator community just can't. Schedules don't line up with the business needs of the Bureau. So in this particular case, they requested a waiver. A waiver was granted, but they did make four attempts. So they put a lot of effort into trying to get a Minority Evaluator. So, but the evaluation teams were diverse in makeup. They represented different areas from within the Bureau. The city issued a notice of intent to award the price agreements on April 6th. No protests were received. This procurement is a continuation of a successful trend in issuing price agreements for greater amounts to lessen the time spent by both the city and the vendors in drafting and responding to multiple solicitations for these types of services. The standard methodology requires consultants to propose with their utilization for State of Oregon certified disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business enterprises, but this has always been somewhat problematic for consultants as there are no defined projects because these price agreements are essentially labor only. They are not project specific. The consultants use their best efforts to hire and submit to the city as diverse as possible a list of qualified candidates to perform the necessary work. I believe this is another example of a major Bureau and Procurement Services identifying an issue, developing a solution, and working together to build a process which moves the city forward and furtherance of its goals and increased participation and capacity building. All four of the consultants, an interesting sideline, have City of Portland business tax registration accounts. They're in compliance with the city's contracting requirements, and based on the expected spend over the next 5 years, the city's forecasted budget, the confidence level for the dollar value is high. All four firms are State of Oregon certified firms. So even though there's not a specific delineation on how much participation, all four firms are certified. So one way or another, all $25 million or whatever portion of it is spent ends up in the certified firm arena. So if the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those. Or Sarah Culp from BES is here to answer any specific questions.
Colleagues, any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
I would move adoption of the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. Report's adopted. Next item, 565.
565, accept bid of James W. Fowler for the Montevilla South Sewer Rehabilitation Project for $2,974,850.
Commissioner Fish.
We'll turn it over to Scott Gibson and Larry Palat.
Thank you, Mr. Fish. Good morning. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson. With me is Larry Palat.
Scott, push the mic on, will you?
Okay. He had the same green light problem I did. I don't feel so bad now. He's an engineer.
He's just trying to make you feel better, Larry.
Whatever it takes, sir, whatever it takes. Good morning. I'm Larry Palat, Procurement Manager with Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to James W. Fowler for the Montevilla South Sewer Rehabilitation Project in the amount of $2,974,850. The engineer's estimate on this project was $4 million, and the Bureau's confidence level was high. The project was advertised in the city's electronic procurement system. Bids were opened on April 8th. Four bids were received. In response, James W. Fowler is the lowest responsible bidder at $2,974,850, which is 25.6% under the engineer's estimate. The Bureau of Environmental Services, along with procurement services, had identified an aspirational goal for certified disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business enterprise subcontractor and supplier utilization of 20%. James W. Fowler, acting as the prime contractor, identified the following areas as opportunities for subcontracting: concrete cutting, boring, drilling and testing, rodent control, flagging and traffic control, trucking and hauling, as well as cure-in-place pipe installation and paving. There is a total of $639,938, or 21.49% of DMW ESB utilization identified towards the goal. And the DM&W subcontractor participation represents 65.55% of the total utilization amount, and an ESB supplier participation at 34.45%. The areas of fire... If you don't need this stuff, I can skip it if somebody wants to just tell me. But anyway, DMWBE, $419,508, four firms performing concrete cutting, traffic control, boring, drilling, and testing, as well as the cure-in-place pipe installation. ESB at $220,000, performing trucking and hauling. James W. Fowler is located in Dallas, Oregon. They are not a state-certified DMW ESB contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax registration, and they're in full compliance with City of Portland contracting requirements. Funds are available for this project under owner cost center E10382. If the council has any questions about the procurement for the project, I can answer those. Because the contractor met the aspirational participation goals for the project, we have not requested that they be in attendance today. However, Scott Gibson from BES is here to answer any project-specific questions you might have.
You're very thorough, Larry. Thank you very much. Commissioner Fritz.
So I didn't do an analysis on this. Thank you for your presentation. It seems to me that James W. Fowler Company has been doing better, was not good before, and is doing better.
They have been. If you go back and look, their percentages have moved from an average in 20. I did this not that long ago. I think it was 2016. They were averaged about 9%, 9.5%. They moved up subsequently to around 15%. The last projects have all been in that 18 to 22%. So, and to be honest, I credit the Bureau as pushing the contractors to perform better and to work harder. And I credit the Procurement Services compliance staff with making resources available and working with them. And if they don't seem to... They say, I can't find a firm in this area. We'll help them look and find somebody. So I think there's a lot of city effort on this, mostly from the Bureau.
Well, for the record, colleagues, I did not tell Larry Platt ahead of time that I was going to ask that question. So it's even more impressive that he had all those numbers at his fingertips.
It is very impressive.
It just shows that we keep at it and we keep providing the resources and you keep saying, no, that's not acceptable. Thank you, Scott Gibson, for all your work on this, too.
Commissioner, can I just add one thing? Because they've referenced the Bureau team and procurement. My recollection, although these days I question my recollection on just about everything, but my recollection is that on a number of occasions when the Fowler team was in the room and when one or more of my colleagues flagged or identified what they thought were numbers that fell below our expectations, that message was directly communicated to the company, and so I appreciate the fact that from time to time we do that to let, you know, trusted partners in the contract industry know that we think they're falling short.
Did you want to have something to add, Scott?
Yes, I wanted to thank the council for their leadership on this issue. I think the clarity and where we want to go on these goals has really helped everybody get behind the effort. And when the contractors do come here and hear what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis as far as social justice through everything that you do, I think that they start to realize there's a connection between their work and what they're doing and these bigger issues. So I appreciate you all for your leadership. I really do. And the next one you'll see, we also made our targets on our next one. So this group of contractors who has been a good partner to us for many years and has been helping us rebuild our sewers has started to change, and they have embraced these goals and these targets, and they are starting to be better partners for us.
Very good.
Well, thank you to both the Bureau of Environmental Services and State Procurement Services for your work on this. You know, the City's Equity Initiative is about jobs, contracts, and services. And BES has such a lot of the city's money through rates and investing it in these major repairs that it's important in every single bureau. Sometimes people think it only matters in some areas of the city or not, and it doesn't. So would you please be sure to tell James W. Fowler that I did notice, and I appreciate their efforts. Commissioner Fish, thank you for your leadership of the utilities in pushing your bureaus, in appointing equity managers, because I think it is a matter of there's the will, but we have to help people figure out how to do the way. And so thank you very much.
We will address a handwritten note to them when we send them the contract this afternoon.
So let's make sure that happens. Any further discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Fish. Sue, could you please call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted. Next item, 566.